According to a press release, the Virginia Department of Transportation is observing National Work Zone Awareness Week Monday through Friday, April 17th through 21st, to honor employees and contractors who risk their lives to keep Virginia moving every day. All week long, VDOT will alert drivers to the potential dangers of highway work zones, which claimed 22 lives across Virginia last year. Nationwide, more than 80% of those who die in work zone crashes are motorists or passengers. The 2023 theme is Work With Us, a reminder that highway workers and motorists all play a key role in work zone safety. Virginia Secretary of Transportation Shep Miller said, quote, "The men and women working on our roadways have the same goal as drivers, to get home safely at the end of the day. That requires a partnership. VDOT strives to clearly mark its work zones and make sure motorists can navigate them safely. Drivers have a responsibility to slow down and completely focus on the roadway." Unquote. VDOT Commissioner Stephen Britch said, quote, "Every spring, drivers see more construction and maintenance on Virginia's roads and bridges. Work zones can have changing traffic patterns, slow-moving heavy equipment, and visual distractions. We ask the traveling public to work with us for their own safety and ours." Unquote. Wednesday, April 19th is Go Orange Day. Wear orange and share your support of work zone safety by posting pictures on social media accounts with the hashtag GoOrangeDayVA. Wednesday evening, VDOT and its partners will gather at the VDOT Workers Memorial on Afton Mountain to honor those who lost their lives in work zone incidents. On Friday, April 21st, there will be a statewide moment of silence at 10 a.m. to remember workers killed in service to the Commonwealth. VDOT offered these tips to safely navigate work zones. Stay alert. Slow down. Use caution. Follow the signs. Signs and flaggers will direct you through work zones. Expect changes in traffic patterns as a project progresses. Watch out for workers and slow-moving equipment. Allow extra space between your vehicle and the one in front of you. Expect speed limits to vary in work zones. Enhanced fines of up to $500 may be levied for speeding in a work zone. Be patient. Crews are working to improve the safety and comfort of your travels, and never change lanes in a work zone. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Scott Smith.